यमुना तीरावन चारी जयो राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जयो राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी
ओम विष्णुपाद पुनमन सुतरि प्राज कचार्य स्तोत्र श्री श्रीमद एसी भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी महाराज प्रभुपाद की जय आनंद कोटि वैष्णववृंद की जय नामाचार्य श्री हरिदास ठाकुर की जय प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवा सदि गौर भक्त वृंद की जय श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरि गोवर्धन की जय वृंदावन धाम की जय नवदीप धाम की जय जगन्नाथपुरी की जय गंगामयी की जय जमनमयी की जय तुलसी देवी की जय भक्ति देवी की जय समवेता भक्त वृंद की जय All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. Gaur Premanande. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
You want to handle it again? Go ahead.
So reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 22. Entitled Prithu Maharaj's Meeting with the Kumaras, text 50.
Karmani cha yatha kalam yatha desham yatha balam yatha uchitam yatha vittam akarot brahmasat kritam कर्माणि च यथा कालम् यथा देशं यथा बलम् यथोचितं यथा वित्तम् अकरोत् ब्रह्म सात्कृतम् कर्माणि च यथा कालम् यथा देशं यथा बलम् यतोचितं यथा वित्तम् अकरोत् ब्रह्म सात्कृतम् कर्माणि च यथा कालम् यथा देशं यथा बलम् यतोचितं यथा वित्तम् अकरोत् ब्रह्म सात्कृतम्
यथा बलम्
यथा देशं यथा बलम्
यथोचितं
word to word meaning. Karmani, activities. Cha, also. Yatha kalam, befitting time and circumstances. Yatha desham, befitting the place and situation. Yatha balam, befitting one's own strength. Yatha chitam, as far as possible. Yatha vittam, as far as one can spend money in this connection. Akarod, performed. Brahmasat, in the absolute truth. Kritam, did. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Translation. Being self-satisfied, Maharaj Prithu executed his duties as perfectly as possible according to the time and his situation, strength and financial position. His only aim in all his activities was to satisfy the absolute truth. In this way, he duly acted. Purport. Maharaj Prithu was a responsible monarch and he had to execute the duties of a kshatriya, a king, and a devotee at the same time. Being perfect in the Lord's devotional service, he could execute his prescribed duties with complete perfection as befitting the time and circumstance and his financial strength and personal ability. In this regard, the word karmani in this verse is significant. Prithu Maharaj's activities were not ordinary, for they were in relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Srila Rupa Goswami has advised that things which are favorable to devotional service should not be rejected, nor should activities favorable for devotional service be considered ordinary work or fruitive activities. For example, an ordinary worker conducts business in order to earn money for his sense gratification. A devotee may perform the same work in exactly the same way, but his aim is to satisfy the Supreme Lord. Consequently, his activities are not ordinary. Prithu Maharaj's activities were therefore not ordinary, but were all spiritual and transcendental, for his aim was to satisfy the Lord. Just as Arjuna, who was a warrior, had to fight to satisfy Krishna, Prithu Maharaj performed his royal duties as king for the satisfaction of Krishna. Indeed, whatever he did as emperor of the whole world was perfectly befitting a pure devotee. It is therefore said by a Vaishnava poet, Vaishnavera Kriya Mudra Vijnana Bhujaya. No one can understand the activities of a pure devotee. A pure devotee's activities may appear like ordinary activities, but behind them there is profound significance. The satisfaction of the Lord, in order to understand the activities of a Vaishnava, one has to become very expert. Maharaj Prithu did not allow himself to function outside the institution of four Varnas and four Ashramas, although as a Vaishnava, he was a Paramahamsa, transcendental to all material activities. He remained at his position as a Kshatriya to rule the world and at the same time remained transcendental to such activities by satisfying the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Concealing himself as a pure devotee, he externally manifested himself as a very powerful and dutiful king. In other words, none of his activities were carried out for his own sense gratification. Everything he did was meant for the satisfaction of the senses of the Lord. This is clearly explained in the next verse.
Om Jnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurin Miditam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Koda Mahyam Dadati Shapadantikam Mandeham Shri Guru Shri Jatapada Kamalang Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Shagrajatam Shagana Raganatan Vitam Stam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakhan Vitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kam Shana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Prishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hori Priye Vanshal Kulpitarubhyascha Kripa Sindho Bhyevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shiva Sadi Gaur Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Karmani cha yata kalam yata desham yata balam yatochitam yata vittam akarod brahmasat kritam In the Bhagavad Gita, anashrita karya karma palam karyam karma karotiya. One should do everything for the satisfaction of Krishna with detachment. Yata pravittir bhutanam yena sarvam idam tatam. Svakarmana tamabhyarchya siddhim vindati mana. So many places. The whole Bhagavad Gita, Krishna is urging Arjuna to perform his prescribed duties. Brahmanya dhaya karmani, sangam chaktva karotiya, lipyate nasupapena padmapatrami vampasa. Brahmanyadhaya karmani, dedicating all one's activities to Krishna. Karyam karma karoti. One has to perform one's duties. And lipyatena sapapena, one will not be affected by sinful reactions. Padma patrami vambasa, just as a lotus leaf is not drowned by the water, it floats. So Prithu Maharaj performed his prescribed activities. Although he was a Paramhansa, still he didn't neglect the Varnashram activities. What is that? Yadyadachrati Sreshtas Utsideyur Ime Loka Nakuryatka. Everyone has to perform prescribed duties, otherwise people get the wrong idea. And they think, well, he's not doing it, I don't have to do it. Just like our Srila Prabhupada, he didn't need to follow so many principles, which nonetheless he followed. Because he's the spiritual master, if he doesn't follow, what will happen with us? So he set the example, acharati, acharya, yadyad acharati. So he sets the example. So yat pramanam kurute. Everyone will cite, well, Prabhupada did this, Prabhupada did that. So he set the standard by his ideal activities. So King Prithu had no need to perform prescribed duties, and yet he performed them. What is that in the Bhagavad Gita? That the Krishna conscious person has no need to perform prescribed duties and also no need not to perform them. A little slower. Naiva tasya kritena artho na kritena eta kaschana. Achasya sarva
Okay, thank you. So karmani, he performed them. Karmani cha yata kala. When we perform prescribed duties, we have to take into account the right time and place for everything. It's not that in the Bible also it said that to everything there's a season and a time to every purpose under heaven. A time for everything. So if we may be doing the right thing, but if we do it at the wrong time, that's not good. Just like you have to eat, that's very good. But if you're sitting in the temple room eating during the Sandhya Arti, that's not good. Wrong time, yata desham, wrong place. One has to see that this time and this place, this is my duty. If we're out of sync, then it's not very good. It's not very good. The same message that we might deliver in one place might not be quite the right message for the other place. Or it might not be the right time. The message that you give at a graduation might not, or a marriage, might not be the same message that you give at a funeral. At the marriage, you probably wouldn't start, well, everyone's going to die. Death is, you know, all about death. Of course, I might, but still. One that wouldn't be so much appreciated. Nor the marriage message at the funeral. So you have to consider the place, the time, yata balam, and your own strength. The king has to, he might want to make war, but he has to take into consideration, well, what is my power right now? If I don't have power, then better to hang back. That also, Krishna advised the demigods, this is not the time. Just wait it out, and in the future we'll fight with the demons. Right now they've become powerful. Yatabalam, who was that? Hannibal. In Roman history, he was, he never attacked, well, he attacked, but he avoided, you know, full-on frontal battlefield war, because he was up against a very powerful forces. So instead, he harassed them at every opportunity and finally wore them down. And on, of course, there were other things that he did. He was considered one of the most brilliant of historical generals. But the point was, according to your strength. The Vietnamese also successfully fought against the United States of America by taking into account, what is their strength, what is our strength, and then how do we use our capabilities. So the time, the place, our power, yatochitam, how much authority do we have? What's our situation? And yata vittam, how much money do we have? If you're fighting a legal case, for example, the typical battlefield of the day. How much money do we have? Are we really going to go into a full-on battle with this other party? How much money do they have, and how much money do we have? If it's Microsoft Corporation, you may not want to go to battle with them. They have unlimited finance, and how much is yours? Of course, Microsoft takes advantage of that. But that's another topic. But according to my my financial strength, my activities may be done in a particular way. Maharaj Yudhisthira had to send out his brothers to get money for the Rajasuya Yajna. He didn't have it. So he couldn't just launch into the sacrifice first. He had to get money. And many things are like that. If we undertake some particular project, can we afford it? Or you take out a loan, can we pay it back? Or a mortgage, can we pay it back? Or is it going to just be crushing? Karmani can mean in ordinary activities. So in ordinary activities, we have to take these things into account. What's the time? What's the place? What's our strength? What's the finances? Or for fruitive activities, for sacrifices, and so on. Akarod, so he did everything. Satkritam, Brahma Satkritam, for the sake of the personality of Godhead. Lord Chaitanya said, wherever you see this word Brahma, you can put Krishna. He was able to, he could execute his prescribed duties with complete perfection because he was perfect in devotional service. And they weren't ordinary activities, even if they appeared to be ordinary activities. The same thing when Yudhisthira Maharaj performs the Rajasuya, Prabhupada purports it in Krishna book by saying, I want to show by this sacrifice that you're the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So it wasn't just, let me go to heaven, let me get power. But it was to satisfy Krishna. And therefore, although he might have seemed like the ordinary monarch performing a grand fruitive activity, it was all for Krishna's pleasure. And therefore, it was appropriate. Things favorable to devotional service should not be rejected. Nor should it be considered ordinary work or fruitive activity. Sometimes we hear that some parties disparage book distribution. Oh, this is ordinary, you know, this is just work. What about higher things? But no, it's not ordinary work. These are activities to glorify Krishna, to satisfy the spiritual master, to uplift people and bring them to devotional service. So anyone who thinks that the book distribution is just an ordinary fruitive activity is foolish. Prabhupada wrote that in one of his first three volumes of Srimad Bhagavatam. They see that we're moving in the paper market, that we're at the printing press, and it looks to them like we're doing business in the dress of the renounced order. You know, we're in the publishing business. We're moving around in the paper market and buying paper. We're moving around the presses and we're buying printing. It looks like we're doing business. Sadhus are supposed to be, you know, sitting on a deer cloth someplace, chanting Jap. Om Namo Shivaya, Om Namo Shivaya. In the popular imagination. Or chanting Ram, 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 Krishna, whatever. And here's Prabhupada, he's in Chippewa moving around in the
getting printing done. So anyone who might have thought that this was ordinary work was foolish. Even if they were Brijbasis, thinking, why is Swamiji going to Delhi? Once you come to Vrindavan, you should never leave Vrindavan. Just do bhajan forever. But Prabhupada was going to Delhi. To Lokanam Hitakarina. The Goswami stayed in Vrindavan for the benefit of to write literature and uplift people. And Prabhupada left Vrindavan for the same purpose. Lokanam Hitakarina. Even in ordinary activities, someone is working to get money for sense gratification, and someone's working for the service of Krishna. Not the same. So whatever he did was for the service of Krishna, to satisfy Krishna. Let's see what kind of questions there might be.
Hare Krishna Maharaj, thank you so much for breaking down the whole verse, word by word. As an application, one of the most difficult words I found is the word yatha, befitting, which requires a great deal of maturity. And when we are in this kind of situations where we are not able to take the right decision, how can we align our internal compass?
How can we
align our internal compass, our decision making
internal
compass, decision making compass? Would it be aligning ourselves with the mood of the spiritual master, or would it be operating from a space of compassion, or is there some deeper virtue? What would be that one important?
First of all, we should follow four regulative principles and chant 16 rounds regularly before we make more subtle refinements to our internal compass. That should be there. Then we try to always pray to Krishna, depend on Krishna, use our intelligence, consider the examples or instructions of our acharya or past acharyas, take advice from sadhus, saintly persons, regularly read my books, Prabhupada said, so that we know what the Shastra is saying. All these things. In the research that I did for my book on Ecclesiastes, a biblical book, I found that the biblical commentators faced similar questions. They were dealing with questions of wisdom. And there's, as I quoted, there's a time for everything. And the wisdom, they said, consists of knowing what that time is. But one may not. That's the trick. There's the right time for everything. Your timing is everything. And sometimes we miss the boat. You know, we just have the right idea at the wrong time. We're just, what do they say? A dollar short and a day late. So timing is, it can be crucial. Sometimes time is not so crucial, but sometimes absolutely crucial. Absolutely crucial. So one has to try to discern what is the right time, what is the right place. In military battles, the time also matters, your timing. And the place also matters.
your choice of battlefield, or your, again, Hannibal, he surprised everyone by coming over the Alps. Nobody can come over the Alps, but he did it. So his choice of place was superb. And also he was attacking from higher altitudes, by higher levels. So that also, brilliant choice of place. If you've got a big army, then you want to have like a big battlefield where you can face your enemy and, you know, push all of your strength. And if you've got a small army, then you look for ways that you can, you know, shoot from behind the trees, shoot from up in the mountain passes, so that you can deploy your smaller resources effectively against the bigger army. So your choice of place can be crucial. Your choice of place, your choice of time. How you use your money. Your estimation of your strength comparatively. So, but we may not always get it right. But here, whatever Prithu Maharaj did was perfect because he was serving Krishna. He could execute his, being perfect in the Lord's devotional service, he could execute his prescribed duties with complete perfection, as befitted the time and circumstance, his financial strength and personal ability. So all you have to do is become a pure devotee, and you'll get it right. That's the most important thing.
Maharaj, you mentioned discernment, but what until we have not become a pure devotee? At my level, what can I try?
You know, Prabhupada woke up Guru Krishna Maharaj. You know the story, right? Where were you in the middle of the night? I was sleeping, Srila Prabhupada. Why were you sleeping? Well, Srila Prabhupada, I'm not a pure devotee like you. Why you are not a pure devotee? So we have to become Krishna conscious. Something else.
Hare Krishna Maharaj, thank you Maharaj for this class. Maharaj, we are fortunate that we are in the association of devotees.
What in the association of devotees?
We are fortunate to be in the association of devotees, getting to see right examples, seniors, and we are able to follow, I mean, Mangalarti and chanting in the association. But still, the problem is we have this competitive mentality, comparing mentality, which is not right, which we know, but still that comes up again and again. And it drags away our...
Why competitive is not right? Competitive is all right, but not envious. Prabhupada, like we were discussing, Praveen and I, yesterday, how the book distribution parties are extremely competitive. He's serving in Pune. In Pune, they're always, what is Delhi doing? You know, what we heard they got a big order, and what are we going to do? They might win the marathon. Okay, we have to have an emergency conference. What are we going to do? So that kind of competition, Prabhupada appreciated very much, because it results in greater pleasure for Krishna, greater distribution of Krishna's mercy. Even in the spiritual world, Prabhupada pointed out there's competition, but there's not envy. The gopis are competing, but if one gopi comes out ahead, they appreciate it. Oh, it's serving so nicely.
Thank you.
Does that answer your question, or maybe not?
Yeah.
Okay.
And also comparing with others.
Well, we should appreciate others. He's getting up at 3 o'clock. I'm only getting up at 3:30. I could get up at 3 o'clock. He's doing this. I could do that. But not, what is he doing? I could do better. Not envious, but appreciating it. He's serving so nicely. Let me try to do something.
And one more question, Maharaj. I personally, I don't regularly read Prabhupada books. And the only time I read is when I give class. The only time I read is when I give class. When I am giving class, I read and then I speak. So I don't...
Maybe you should give class more often.
So can you give some inspiration how to or how to manage time to read Prabhupada?
Yeah, give class more often. Otherwise, I'm not the right person because I always have something going on that, like, you know, I was editing all the books, so I had no alternative but to read them all the time. So I'm not a very disciplined person for study and time management, and I'm actually a disaster for time management. But I had myself in an engagement where the books were always up front. Our Prabhupada said we should mold our lives in such a way that we'll always think of Krishna. So you can think of what to do, whether to put yourself in a reading group where everybody's reading the books, or if you're disciplined, okay, from this time to this time, no matter what, this is my reading time. You know, we manage it for prasadam. Everyone's expert at that. So if you can manage it for prasadam, you could manage it for reading. We should recognize the importance of it. If it's important, then I should do it. How you should do it, somehow or other. Someplace, Chanakya. Do you know the sloka that says you should make war when you have a lot of people? You know that verse? Anyone know? It's that you should make war with many. And you should study with two. One man studying, he may fall asleep, he may forget. But two people studying, that's good. He said, and did anyone found it? No. And eat by yourself. You have someone find it. Something else? No more controversies today. All right. We can stop here. Thank you all very much. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Samaveta bhakta vrinda ki jai. Gaur Premanande.